Hey guys, thank you so much for joining us for the NCC podcast. God is doing so many great things in our community, and I trust that He's doing great things in your life as well. And I trust that God is going to speak to you through this message.
And man, I am so pumped up about this new series of messages that we're in entitled, I Can Handle It. Come on, say it with me. I can handle it. Come on, you can handle the frustration. You can handle the stress. You can handle the change. You can handle the disappointment. You can handle the discouragement. You can handle the new things. You can handle it all. Come on, if you feel that right now, type it into the chat. If you feel that right now, give me a little flex in the chat. If you feel it, give me some hearts and some thumbs up flying on the screen right now on Facebook. Come on, you need to know that. You need to tell yourself. You need to tell the world. You need to tell the devil right now, I can handle it. And that is the truth. You can handle it because the Spirit of Christ is dwelling and living and flourishing on the inside of you. Hey, today we're going to say our declaration. We say this every Sunday here at North Point Community Church. Come on, why don't you put your hand over your heart right now? Say it with me. I am a child of God. I am loved, adored, and accepted by my Father in heaven. I am forgiven and free. Sin has no hold on me. I am an overcomer, more than a conqueror, full of the Spirit of God, and I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Holy Spirit, open up my eyes to see, my ears to hear, my mind to understand, and my heart to receive everything that God has for me today in Jesus' name. Come on, put an amen on that today. Hey, last week we were talking about how do you handle uncertainty? How do you handle uncertainty? And we talked about that in uncertainty, we have a choice and we can choose honesty. We can choose hope. We can choose to get help. But today we're going to be talking about anxiety. How do you handle anxiety? Come on, if you know somebody who struggles with anxiety, with worry, you need to hit that share button right now. Come on, let's get this message out there. I know this is going to help so many people. Hit that share button on Facebook. Come on, send the link out to some people right now. If you're watching on YouTube, let's get this message out there because this is a message that people need to hear. And last week we were talking about uncertainty. And one of the things that we said about certainty is that uncertainty is one of the certain things of life. Come on, you've got uncertainty right now in your personal life. There's some uncertainty in our country. There's some uncertainty in the world. And we talked about one of the things that uncertainty can produce is anxiety. Come on, uncertainty can produce anxiety. And for many of us in our minds, uncertainty has taken us to anxiety so many times that our mind has actually built a bridge. It actually built a shortcut for us to get to anxiety. But remember, uncertainty does not force anxiety. Uncertainty simply forces a choice. But now the question is this. We have to bring up what happens when we're no longer just struggling with uncertainty, but we've already walked over the bridge, and now we're no longer struggling with uncertainty, but we've taken the plunge into anxiety. Come on, I want you to see anxiety as a pool. And I don't want you just to see it as any pool. I want you to see anxiety as a wave pool. Come on, don't hate on that artistic genius right there. And I want you to see every anxious thought as a wave in that wave pool. You see, the pool of anxiety makes you feel powerless because there is nothing you can do to stop the waves. They just keep on coming one after another. But the place of choice is powerful when I realize that I don't have to stay in the wave pool any longer. I can get out of the pool of anxiety. Now, that sounds really simple, but we know that it's not as simple as it sounds, because here's another problem that we face. Even after we get out of the wave pool, if we've been in there long enough, we still feel the effects of it. Well, maybe you remember getting out of a wave pool, being a young person, if you've ever been in the wave pool, or if you've ever been in a boat and you get out of the wave pool, you get off that boat and you just start to walk, and it's almost like you can just feel, I mean, you're just going to get your snow cone or whatever, and you can feel yourself still going up. How does that happen? Because your brain has already adjusted to the motion. And as I was kind of researching this, I found that this is actually a syndrome. It's called disembarkment syndrome. Like when you disembark off of a boat, it feels like you are still on that boat. Now, let's just simplify that syndrome. Let's just like break it down really simple so that me and you can both understand it. And basically, it is this. The motion messes with your brain. The motion messes with your mind. And it's the exact same thing when we have been in the pool of anxiety. When we have been in the pool of anxiety for too long, it has messed with our mind. You see, the continuous waves of anxiety very quickly turn into a lifestyle of worry. The continuous waves, that 6 a.m. wave, that 9 a.m. wave, that noon wave, that afternoon wave, that late night wave, it's the continuous waves, and our brain has developed a pattern for these waves, and it turns into a lifestyle of worry. Now let me give you a definition for the word worry, and it is this: give way to anxiety or unease. Allow one's mind to dwell on difficulty or troubles. Well, I want you to see worry as an open door policy for anxiety. I'm going to say that again. I want you to see worry, the lifestyle of worry, as an open door policy for anxiety. It's right there in the definition. It says to give way or to allow. Worry opens the door for any time access to anxiety in your life. You see, worry is this. I'm not just dealing with the wave that's coming. No, now I'm dealing with the wave that is not even here yet. I'm worried about what is coming in the future. I'm worried about things that may happen or may not happen. I am consumed with trouble. I am dwelling on all of the difficulties, and I find myself just being entrenched wave after wave, and the waves of anxiety have created this lifestyle of worry where I am thinking about things that don't even impact me, don't even affect me, have not even shown up in my life yet, but they are still overwhelming me. Now, I want you to think about this just for a moment. The same root word where we get our word worry from is the same root word that we get our words strangle and harass. That's no coincidence, because that's exactly what worry wants to do in your life. Worry wants to choke the life out of you by constantly harassing you. And this is why we have to get out of the pool of anxiety. We've got to stop playing in the waves of worry, because the waves of worry are trying to get you to forfeit your future. Come on, worry impacts us. It affects us in a very negative way, and it affects us in every way. Worry affects us emotionally, mentally, spiritually, relationally, physically. Worry impacts our lives. When you just look at some of the symptoms that worry can cause in your life, and you start seeing that worry can cause headaches, trouble sleeping, nausea, exhaustion, irritability, muscle tension, depression, pounding heart, breathing issues. Come on, you have to ask yourself, who would say, man, I just can't wait for another good sleepless night. Come on, who would say that? Who would ever say, man, I cannot wait for my next migraine to show up? Who would ever say, I cannot wait to be irritable again tomorrow? No, nobody says that. And who has ever found a person that is full of worry and anxiety and said, man, I want to be just like that person? Nobody has ever said that before. See, Jesus told his followers this, that you should be the salt of the earth. You should be the light of the world. But do you know what ruins that? Worry. Worry ruins that. So is it any coincidence that the Word of God tells us you should not worry? I mean, let's go to Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. The Apostle Paul writes and he says, don't worry about anything. Come on, say that with me right now. Say anything. Come on, type it in the chat right now. Tell somebody in your living room, anything. Don't worry about anything. Come on, you might feel like that's impossible right now. You might feel like, how in the world can I not worry about something? Come on, I just believe if the Bible says it, then it's possible for us to do it. Don't worry about anything. See, it is possible for you to not give way to anxiety in your life. It is possible for you not to daily dwell on difficulty and trouble. But here's what we got to do. We got to get out of the pool of anxiety, and we have to move to the place of choice. Come on, I want you to see that. We got to get out of the wave pool of anxiety, and we have to move to the place of choice. But how do we do this? Man, I am so glad you asked that question, because I'm going to give you 5 answers today that are going to help you get out of the pool of anxiety and move into the place of choice. And the first thing that we have to do is we have to pray. We must pray. This is what the scripture says. In Philippians 4, verse 6, we just read it. When the Apostle Paul writes, he says, don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for all that he has done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. See, you've got to turn your worry into prayer. Turn your concerns and your anxieties into prayer. Tell God what it is that you need. You can't keep it in. Listen, you've got to get it out. And you need to actually talk to God. And you need to talk to God out loud. You know, sometimes I think in our minds, we just think about things and we think that we're praying, but we're not really praying. I think that we need to talk to God. We need to speak the words out loud so that we can hear ourselves. Do you know one of the benefits of prayer? Whenever you pray out loud, is that whenever you pray out loud, sometimes when you hear yourself pray, you don't even have to wait for God to give an answer. You can give yourself your own answer and think, what am I talking about right now? That doesn't even line up with scripture. Why am I so worried about that right now? Come on, I know what the Bible says. I've got promises from God. And before God can even respond, we respond. But that doesn't happen if we don't pray out loud. We need to speak our prayers out loud to God. Let's look in 1 Peter chapter 5. The scripture says, give all your worries and cares to God. Give all. Come on, say all right now. Say all. 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 Do you know what the Greek translation for all is? All. Everyone. Everything. Give it all to God. Every single one of your worries. Every single one of your cares. Why? Because he cares for you. The Bible says that we should pray about everything, everything. Listen, we love to say at North Point that there's nothing too small that God doesn't care about, and there's nothing too big that he can't do something about. Pray about everything. But then Peter said this. He said, give all your cares and all of your worries to God. You see, I want you to envision you lifting up your cares, lifting up your worries, lifting up your anxious thoughts. I want you lifting up your fears. I want you to see yourself literally lifting these things to God. This is why sometimes it's good to lift your hands in prayer, because it's a visual that, God, I am giving you all of my fears. I'm giving you all of these concerns and worries and anxieties. I'm giving them to you, and then envision God putting his peace, his supernatural peace in your hands. After you've made the exchange, now you can pull his peace down into your life, because that is the promise that he has given us, that his peace will guard our minds and our hearts as we trust in him. So the first thing that we need to do to get out of the pool of anxiety and into the place of choice is pray. But here's the second thing that we need to do. We need to observe. Now, let me just give you a quick definition for the word observe, and it means to regard with attention so as to see or learn something. It just means to pay close attention to for the purpose of learning something. And what do we need to be paying attention to? We need to be paying attention to our thoughts. So many times our thoughts get put on autopilot, and they're happening without us even knowing what's happening. It's exactly what we say here. And we just start walking over the bridge, and we don't even know that we're walking the bridge. We don't even know that we've built the bridge. And we find ourselves walking over the bridge. Why? Because our mind is on autopilot. We have made the choice so many times for anxiety. We've made the choice so many times for worry. We've made the choice so many times for fear, that our brain has developed a pattern. And so we get on autopilot and we are moving to anxiety. But whenever you begin to observe, you are saying, now every single thought has to come into the place of choice. And this is what the Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5. We capture every thought and make it give up and obey Christ. Come on, that's strong. We capture every thought and make it give up and obey Christ. Well, you need to capture and interrogate every thought that comes into your mind. You got to interrogate. You got to know, where did you come from? What is your intention and your purpose? You need to capture every thought. But not just that, you need to force the anxious and fearful thoughts to give up. You've got to force them to surrender. We're not on autopilot here anymore. We're not walking the bridge to anxiety. No, now every thought is coming through the place of choice, and we are capturing them. We are interrogating them, and we are making every anxious and fearful thought surrender to the will and purpose of God. But if we aren't paying attention, then our fearful and anxious thoughts are going to cause our future to surrender. You see, something must surrender. It will either be your anxiety or it will be your destiny. That's why we have to observe our thoughts every single day. But you see, if we're going to move out of the pool of anxiety and into the place of choice, we don't just pray, we don't just observe, we must also worship. The Bible says in Psalm 100, verse 1, shout with joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him singing with joy. Acknowledge that the Lord is God. He made us and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. See, worship reminds us how big and powerful our God truly is. Worship is what we use to lift our head up off of our problems and remind ourselves of his promises in our lives. But do you know what worship also does? While worship reminds me of how big and powerful my God is, worship also reminds me that I am not God. it reminds me that I don't have to carry the weight of my life on my own shoulders. I don't have to solve every problem and fix every situation, because there is a God in heaven who sees me. There is a God in heaven who cares about me. There is a God in heaven who desires to help me along this journey. And so I worship God to remind myself about who He is, and also remind myself about who I am not. And the scripture said that we are the sheep of His pasture. And you have to remember, what does the Bible say? He is a good shepherd. Come on, Jesus is a good shepherd. He knows what you need, so I can worship instead of worry. I don't have to keep paddling around in the waves of worry. No, instead I can move to the place of choice and I can decide to worship. But hey, let me give you one more thing that's going to help us move out of the pool of anxiety and into the place of choice, and that is to endure. You see, as you pray and as you observe and as you worship, just remember that the habits and the patterns that you developed in your life over months are not going to go away in minutes. We might have to work through some disembarkment syndrome. If we have been in the pool of anxiety for a long time, for months, for years, it was what we saw modeled in our home, and we've been in this pool of anxiety, we might have to realize that it's not just going to happen overnight. It's not going to happen with a decision that say, oh, I don't want to be in that pool anymore. Oh, okay, everything is hunky-dory. It's all happy in my life. No, no, no. There are still going to be some moments where we lean back to, because our brain is taking us back to where we used to be and the patterns that we have built in our life. And that's why this is such an important part of you getting out of the pool of anxiety, is that you are going to have to endure. The scripture says in 2 Timothy chapter 1, for God has not given us a spirit of fear and timidity, but He has given us a spirit of power, of love, and of self-discipline. Of self-discipline. Let me just give you a quick little definition of that word, self-discipline. This is the spirit that God has given you. The self-discipline means the ability to overcome one's weakness. Well, God has given you a spirit of self-discipline that is going to help you overcome your weaknesses. Not only that, there's another definition. It says self-discipline is to pursue what is right, the ability to pursue what is right. Come on, God is giving you a spirit that is not going to let you fall into temptation. It's not going to let you quit and give up. It's not going to let you just sit on the sideline. No, it's going to continually push you to pursue what is right in your life. You see, I must be willing to keep enduring and to keep fighting for peace and to keep fighting for joy. I've got to be willing to keep fighting for my potential. I've got to be willing to keep fighting for my future. I must be willing to endure if I am going to see God do what God really wants to do in my life and through my life. There's a quote from Winston Churchill that says this: sure I am of this, that you have only to endure to conquer. That you have only to endure to conquer. Come on, if you can just hang in there, if you can just keep enduring, if you can keep waking up and fighting the good fight of faith, if you can just keep running your race, if you can just have some endurance and some perseverance, then you can conquer the anxiety. Come on. You can conquer the worry. You can conquer the fear. If you will just endure, you will win. Why? Because you can handle it. Come on, type it in the chat right now. I can handle it. I can handle my anxiety. I can handle my worry. Why? Because I am going to endure. You know, the challenge to change is not just knowing the path. It is also staying the path. The challenge for us to change, it's not just knowing which path to take. It is staying on that path that's going to take us where we ultimately want to go. We can conquer if we are willing to endure. And that takes us to the very last thing that's going to help us get out of the pool of anxiety and move to the place of choice, and that is read. And the first thing that we should be reading is the Bible. Come on, the Bible is our guide through life. It is the collection of books that God has put together. They are specifically designed to help you understand who He is, to help you navigate this thing called life. Look, there are so many Bible reading plans available. Even if you say, man, I want a Bible reading plan based on anxiety, based on worry, come on, just type that into Google. You'll get all types of Bible reading plans. There are Bible reading plans available on your YouVersion Bible app. If you don't have the YouVersion Bible app, you need to download that right now, because it is easy ways for us to read our Bible. But there's other things that we can read as well. Let me just give you a few suggestions. Anxious for Nothing by Max Lucado. The Battlefield of the Mind by Joyce Meyer. Rethink How You Think by Dr. David Stoop. These are three things that are going to help you in this fight, in this battle with anxiety. You see, if you want a different direction, then you need different information. If you want a better direction, then you need better information. There is no substitute for superior input. You've got to get the right things in your mind if you want to get the right things out of your life. And change typically requires something new. Well, you got to have something new. If you want something to change, if you want to get something different out of your life right now, you're going to need to get something different in your life right now. You're going to have to try something new. And here's the thing. You say, well, Philip, I'm not a big reader. Let me tell you, there is no sub. And now, look, you don't even have to read. Come on, now you can listen to books on tape. Come on, there are so many podcasts and things out there. There are audio books. There are so many ways to get the information in. But you have got to get the information in, because change requires you doing something different. It requires something new. Man, one of the things that I did this past year, you know, when we get to the last 40 days of the year, the last several years, I've been doing this 40-day finish. Come on, it's the period of time that so many people just kind of throw it away. And so we've been saying, no, we're going to finish strong. We're going to finish strong so we can start fast, right? The last 40 days of the year. And I did something this last year, 2019, I've never done. I started meditating 5-10 minutes a day. I read a chapter of the Bible. I pick out a verse or two out of that chapter. And then I just go through, I do it on an app. I have a little meditation app. And then I meditate on those scriptures. Can I tell you, it is something that I have carried into 2020. It's something that I do every single week right now. And it is making such an amazing difference in my life. But do you know how that happened? Because I read an article about meditation. I started investigating and reading, and I started seeing some of the benefits. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to try that for myself. And it made a huge difference. But if I hadn't taken in that information, I wouldn't be experiencing this transformation. And it's the same way with you. If you're trying to get out of a habit of worry, a habit of anxiety, an old lifestyle of worry, you've been in that wave pool and you're trying to get out of the wave pool and you're trying to move over here into the place of choice, you are going to need some more inputs. You've got to make sure you get the right things in so you can get out of the place that you don't want to be. I want you to see learning is your lever to moving forward in life. Come on, learning is your lever. Come on, you know, you push that lever down, come on, and your life goes up. How are you going to push your life? How are you going to get your life to the next level, to everything that you want it to be? How are you going to live that abundant life? How are you going to live in the overflow? It's all about learning. Learning is that lever that takes your life to the new level. You might be swimming in the pool of anxiety right now. But listen to me, you don't have to stay there. Instead, you can make a decision and say, I'm getting out of the pool of anxiety and I am moving to the place of choice. And you see, when you move to the place of choice, guess where you're moving? You're moving to the place of power. Come on, anxiety is robbing you of your power because it's wave after wave, nothing you can do to stop it until you realize, wait a minute, I don't have to stay here anymore. I can move to the place of choice. I can take my life back. I can take my peace back. I can take my joy back. I can take my contentment back. I can take my fulfillment back. I can take those things back whenever I move into the place of choice because the place of choice is powerful. That's where you find your power. When you commit to pray and observe and worship and endure and read and you begin to grow, it is your place of power. And then you say, you know what? I'm not going back to playing the waves anymore. I'm not going back to anxiety. No, I choose to live here in the place of choice, and I will choose to pray. I will choose to observe. I will choose to worship. I choose to endure. I choose to read. I am taking my life back because I can handle it. Come on, I want you to declare that right now with me. I can handle it. You need to say it again. I know we said it in the beginning. I know we said it somewhere in there, but you need to say it again. I can handle it. Type it in the chat right now. I can handle it. I'm not staying in the pool of anxiety. I can handle it. I'm not playing around with the waves of worry. I can handle it. I'm getting up out of that pool and I'm moving to the place of choice because it is the place of power, and I am taking my life back for the glory and purposes of God. You can handle it. Come on, I'm fired up right now. I'm fired up because I can feel you right now saying, I'm out of the pool. I'm done with that. I'm not buying into those lies anymore. No, I'm getting up. I can feel somebody right now. You're drying off right now. Come on, you're drying off right now because you're saying, I am sick and tired of living that way. I'm moving to the place of choice. I'm moving to the place of power. And I believe if the same spirit that raised Christ from the dead is dwelling on the inside of me, and if Jesus came up out of the grave, come on, that I can come up out of the pool of anxiety and I can live my life intentionally. I can live my life on purpose and I can live my life for the glory of God. Yes, you can, because you can handle it. Come on, the enemy's been lying to you. The enemy has been lying to you with those waves. The enemy's been lying to you. You feel like you're drowning. You feel like you're just being overwhelmed. You feel like you're behind. You feel like there's no way out. Come on, it's just wave after wave. You're just waiting for the next bad news. You're waiting for the next bad thing. Come on, the enemy has been lying to you. The enemy has been intimidating you. But today is your day. Come on, whoever the sun sets free is free indeed. And I believe there's some people right now who are getting free because they're getting out of the pool of anxiety and they are moving to the place of choice and they are taking their life back. Come on, I know that is happening right now. I can feel it even in this moment. I can feel it. It is happening for you and you can handle it. Come on, let's pray. Father, God, we put our eyes upon you. You are the author and the perfecter of our faith. And God, we admit today that we are swimming in the pool of anxiety. We are surrounded by the waves of worry. But today, God, we say we want to take our life back. Today, we say, God, we want to sit in that place of power, God. We want to move to that place of choice. God, we're going to pray. We're going to observe. We're going to worship. We're going to endure. We're going to read. God, we want you to change us and transform us. God, we don't want to play in that pool anymore. We want to live life on purpose. We want to live for your glory. God, we thank you that it's possible today. It's possible to get out of the pool because of your grace and mercy is very real. Your love is unfailing. Father, we thank you for that right now. Come on, right now, if you say, Philip, I just need a new start in my life. Come on, I don't know if you've ever opened your heart to God before. You've ever given your life to God. Maybe it's been a long time and you've kind of gone your own way. But you say, Philip, today I need a fresh start. I need a brand new beginning in my life. If that's you right now, come on, just tell God. Say, God, that's me. He's talking about me right now. God, I want a fresh start. I want a new beginning. Father, I thank you that right now people are saying yes to you. Right now people are putting their hope and trust in you. Father, I thank you for that. And God, I thank you that you're helping each and every one of us as we make the choice right now to get out of the pool of anxiety. As we make the choice right now to stop listening to the lies of the enemy, to stop living overwhelmed and stressed out, full of worry and anxiety. We're saying, no, no more for me. No more for me. Nope. I'm moving to the place of choice. I'm moving to the place of power where God can do his work in me and his work through me. Come on, if that's you right now, say, that's me, Philip. I want to get out of the pool of anxiety. That's me. That's me. That's me. That's me. Come on, just declare that right now. That's me. God, I want out of this pool. I'm sick and tired of playing with these waves. God, I want to move to the place of choice, the place of power, the place of your power operating in my life. Father, we thank you that that's happening right now as we are choosing. We are choosing. We're making the choice. Uncertainty is not taking us to anxiety. Uncertainty is taking us to the place of choice, and we sit in that place of power, knowing, God, that your power is enough for us. In Jesus' name, come on, put an amen on that today. Hey, thank you so much. Hey, even if you haven't shared this message, you can share it right now. Come on, you can get this message out there. You say, man, there's people that I know need to hear this. There's people that need to be encouraged. There are some people you say, Philip, I know they are swimming in the pool of anxiety. Come on, let's help get them out of the pool of anxiety and get to the place of choice. Come on, you can handle it. You can handle it, not just today. Come on, you can handle it on Monday. You can handle it on Tuesday. You can handle it on Wednesday. And come on, I can't wait to be back here again next Sunday, because we're going to keep giving you the handles that you need to handle whatever is coming in your life. So I'll see you next Sunday. Have a great week. God bless.
Thank you for listening. To hear more messages like this one, make sure to subscribe and share our podcast. For more content from NCC and how to get connected, visit ncc.team.